ounce of liquids. Wow. Well, I get my 60 ounces in while I'm here. Like, it's a goal.
60?
Yeah. Oh. That's what you need for the day. Or 64 for the day.
That sounds low.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 8 8-ounce glasses is 64. And I do 60 of water. And
8 ounces doesn't seem like a glass. Like, that to me is a glass or a cup.
Yeah. If it like 16 ounces.
Easily.
Can you hear out of both headphones? Okay, perfect.
Are those 20? Yeah, I was wondering if they were more than 16.
I used to do a gallon of water a day. And
too much?
Yeah, it really messes with your kidneys. Your body's not supposed to do that.
How many ounces is a gallon?
There's people who try to drown cancer from the inside, and they'll drink, gallons, and then they basically drown themselves from the inside and die.
Oh, my word.
I know, isn't that terrible?
This is real tinny. And, yeah, there you go, Jason.
I just had to get your level up, brother.
Yeah.
You're kind of loud.
He's a broadcaster now, Jason.
Oh, I know. When he shows up.
Yeah, of course, Jason had to come into the studio today and let me know that this never happened with another person. They were never late.
Yeah, they were also terrible to listen to.
We're not recording yet, are we?
Yeah,
no,
we are.
No, yes. See, that's what I steal his bits. It's a Monty Python thing, I think. No. Yes.
Well, Vibs is getting his mic all situated.
Wouldn't have spent all that time eating.
Have you
quinoa.
Used that yet? Have you? I've heard Maybe that, but I haven't used it. What's the sitch?
What's a sitch?
The situation. It's short for situation.
Oh, no, thank you.
You haven't heard that yet?
No, I will not be.
Hey, what's the sitch? No?
Maybe it's just the way you say it.
What kind of a sitch is this?
No.
I just think Jess doesn't accept when Chick tries to really ramrod something that's new and hip. Is that what it is?
I don't think sitch is new or hip.
I'm going to go more on the hip. It's not hip.
I've heard it.
You've heard sitch, right?
Kim Possible used to say that back in the day.
She did. Yeah. Good call.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
The Kim Possible?
90s kids will remember.
It's a Disney
Kimberly
cartoon.
Kimberly Possible said that?
The Disney cartoon. Was that a Duff? Did a Duff do that?
No, it was the girl from Even Stevens.
Oh, the brunette.
Yeah, and they had the naked mole rat.
Yeah.
That was her pet?
Yeah.
Well, that was the guy's pet. Rufus.
Yeah. The naked... I remember the naked mole rat.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember... I don't know. Maybe you... Maybe Recess. Did you guys ever watch cartoon
sure,
Recess?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a great cartoon.
I liked it.
I love Recess.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was one of my favorites. I mean, I was way too old to be watching cartoons. But...
What about Brace Face?
Brace Face. Don't want to talk about it, bruh.
I don't remember that one.
What about Drake and Josh? You ever watched Drake and Josh? Didn't one of them become a pretty great actor?
Well, he's in... Stone Creek or Solid Creek or Lonely Creek.
Mystic Creek.
Yep.
I think that's Josh.
That's Josh.
I think.
Yeah. He's a big Vine sensation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is
He's
he?
Huge yeah. on Vine. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Rudy Mancuso.
That's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, you
yesterday.
Were a fan of his.
Yeah. I loved Rudy.
Is he off?
For a little bit.
He got a lot of endorsement gigs from that.
I think a few. A
yeah. He started to, you would see like AT&T pop up on his Vine or Coca-Cola or McDonald's or...
No, but he did like commercials. Like
yeah,
he wrote
no, for his
and
Vine.
Did,
yeah,
and yeah. did the whole thing. Huh.
He wrote like 30-second commercials. All I saw were the Vine McDonald's commercials.
I don't remember who the guy was that did it, but the guy that does, they do like a freestyle rap in his car, and he's talking about a girl that put hard eyes under his picture on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I remember
That's
that.
That's one
remember
of my
that.
Favorites of all time.
She
I haven't seen that.
Just
put hard eyes under my pic.
And under then, my pic. My
Stop there.
Okay.
Brace Face. Don't want to talk about it. Teenage.
Was Brace Face its own show?
She had like, I think she had like powers with her braces maybe.
Oh.
Was that?
What? Oh, that's cool.
Did I make that up? I think I'm making that up.
Okay. Was it a Disney?
What about Shirt Tales?
It was
Remember
Disney.
Shirt Tales?
Loved Shirt Tales.
The monkey that talked like Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah.
They talked like that. Yeah.
I feel
see?
Like I should know, but I don't.
Shirt Tales.
Yep.
Maybe if you see the cartoon characters, you'd know who it was.
Gummy Bears, remember that?
No.
Yeah, they were called the Gummy Bears. NFL? They had nothing to do with the candy.
Remember the NFL? Now, what do you mean the Gummy Bears?
Gummy Bears bouncing to everywhere, whatever, something like that.
Now we all got to look at it.
Gummy Bears bounce to
every. Yes, they just use the Sesame Street
gummy
music.
Gummy bears.
There's don't a
wanna,
gummy bear song.
Don't want to talk about it. Gummy bear. No,
that's
not. Oh, I. It's gum. It's G U M M I. Oh no, that's a band. G U M M I B A R.
No. Gummy bar.
But it's got the two dots on top of it. So it's
Oh, the
gummy bar.
What is that called?
Umlaut? No, that's not an umlaut. What is that? A colon?
I think
semicolon? I need to go with shirt tails.
Was it shirt tails?
Look up shirt tails.
I looked up coat tails. My bad.
There was
as in I'm riding coat tails.
There was a monkey. There was a
looking at the OTA members.
There was a panda. There was a monkey.
I very vaguely remember the possum. I remember the possum.
I love shirt tails.
Yeah. I don't remember shirt tails. I got down on some She-Ra.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, She-Ra. My brother and I went as He-Man and She-Ra.
She-Ra. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, don't you song my heart. Oh, that's
Shakira.
Yeah.
Butt moves like a pendulum, wasn't that?
Pretty much.
You weren't far off.
I have never heard that before in my life.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't Bob Schneider.
No, it's Josh's entrance music.
Oh, well, thank you.
If you were a wrestler, you'd use the. Who is this?
Pop Evil, they're called.
Pop Evil. Yeah. All right. It's the Chick McGee Show. Hi, I'm Chick, and we have a guest. This episode,
I like this book.
This Wednesday, same day delivery, it's Josh Arnold.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
That ended abruptly.
That's almost, it's like Beastie Boys.
Oh, man, it almost made me think of Slaughter for some reason, like that era.
Boy, the Beastie Boys Warrant, people. What do they call fans of Beastie Boys? Beastie Boy fans?
Beastie Allen?
No. Beastie,
that wouldn't be
my people, boys?
People living in their parents' basement?
They let me have it on Twitter.
Did they?
Hi, Jason.
I was curious.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Jeff. Yeah, I was upset with the Beastie Boys and their.
I was upset
and mystified how they became popular. And a couple of people on Twitter told me about it and told me what time it was, and informed me that their album came out like 2 or 3 years before Tupac and
absolutely
and Biggie and all those guys. So okay. Evidently, maybe Tupac and Biggie were influenced by the Beastie Boys, and not the Sugar Hill Gang. I guess I don't know.
I think it came from a time, too, when people really glamorized New York City. And you got these white kids coming out of New York City, kind of rapping, kind of rocking. And they kind of appealed to, you know, middle America. All of America. I mean, they were huge.
Concrete
jungle.
Yes.
And they stayed relevant.
Oh, yeah.
They had hit singles for, years.
You like the Beastie Boys?
Some, yeah. Some songs I don't care for, others I really do like.
Yeah, I'm very picky. There's just a handful. But, I mean,
No
you
Sleep
to
fight
Brooklyn, Sabotage.
For your right
to party.
You do, yeah. I like Brass Monkey. That's a fun song.
I do, too.
That one's so cheesy. I don't get high enough, I guess, or at all.
Well, neither do I, but it's just a fun song.
Yeah, I don't know. It almost doesn't even seem like a song.
Paul Revere? That might be my favorite. Beastie song. It's from License to Ill.
Yeah. Someone told me, wasn't it John Evans who said I should listen to a Beastie Boys album?
Uh-huh. That's the cafe or the diner.
No, it's not Tom's Diner.
No.
That's
Jason, which album is that?
Somebody's Diner? Al's Diner?
Alice's Diner.
Alice's Restaurant?
Restaurant. Is that it?
No.
Well,
no,
that's a Guthrie, but...
No, it's Alice's... Restaurant.
Paul's Boutique.
Paul's Boutique. That's right. That's
Diner
right.
Boutique.
Oh, my God. See, the adorable thing about her is that she was being incredibly sincere.
I did lead the witness there.
Paul's Boutique. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, ladies. I mean, that just, there's nothing to the song. Hey, ladies. It just, there's nothing there.
Girls.
Girls, you know what? I like to say I like everything, but I don't care for the Beastie Boys.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
That's perfectly okay.
People will tell you you're wrong, but that's not fair.
And it's okay that you like the Beastie Boys.
I like some of them.
I think the issue is people, when you go, I don't understand how they're popular.
And then you argue with us
then
about it.
Did I argue with you?
Yeah,
about it?
That's all it was. Yeah, that's probably all you really, that's
you really
only,
came oh, okay. at me hard with that.
I did?
Yeah. That was what was so off-putting.
But we could have arguments all day about why certain things
are not popular.
Jason, what band, do you have a band that you just, it baffles you that they're at all popular?
There probably is. There's a few songs, Sublime, there's some Sublime songs that come on the radio. And I kind of know how radio is supposed to work. You know, you're supposed to, you know, there's nothing too crazy. On the other end, it's usually down the middle. But there's some Sublime songs that just are horrible. That just come on the air.
The two popular ones.
Black Hole Sign.
I don't want no Santeria. No, whatever that is.
Santeria and What I Got, right?
Horrible. Yeah, What I Got.
What I Got.
Black Hole Sun's Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, same.
See, I love Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Eh.
Oh, that video used to trip me out as a kid.
Because you care about music a lot, right?
Yeah, but I don't. Black Hole Sun. I'm not going to waste time hating music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'll agree.
Except Drake.
Yeah, Drake, whatever. That's a whole, that whole genre.
Who is in that genre?
I don't even know. That's how little I care. I just know I hear about Drake because he's apparently a basketball fan of 14 different.
Yeah. He likes Toronto Raptors.
Okay. No, but he shows up at all the games.
Golden State, and he's at Cleveland. And,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Jess, how often do you listen to? I mean, do you listen to music a lot, or is it important to you?
I don't know. Not right now in my life, it's not. Do you ever go through times where you listen to a lot of music and then you just don't listen for a little bit? I do. So right now I'm listening to more podcasts.
It's important to Chick also.
Very important to Chick. But
I would say it almost affects your moods. Or would you say, Chick, that your mood affects what you listen to?
Sorry.
Or is it both?
He makes sure that they match.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think both ways. Yeah. I went through, these guys know this, I went through a phase here like, I don't know, 2-3 months ago that I didn't listen to any music at all. And that's really, that there was a lot going on in my head. And that was the most alarming thing that I think has happened to me in a long time, that I stopped listening to music.
I don't know if Jess put it this way or we kind of came to it, but Chick always needs a soundtrack to what's happening in his life.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And that's true. Needs to fit.
Yeah, I think
to her point.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's,
so.
That's true. There
but
is.
It's not a, it's it helps you. Yeah,
no,
for the most part.
It helps encourage whatever mood he wants to be
so
in.
That
it makes it more
mean,
of a movie
it
for does.
Him.
It that makes does. It,
yeah, there's a sound.
More cinematic.
He would never, I don't know if he would never, but I have the opinion that if he is in a bad mood or a sad mood, then he is going to listen to songs that encourage that make him feel more comfortable in that instead of listening to like the Carpenters and something that would lift him up.
Because you're good at sharing whatever music you're listening to at the time. On the various social media platforms.
Yeah, I like to do that. I don't know. I think it's just an easy way to participate in like Instagram or Twitter without putting a lot of thought into it. I'll just take a picture of what music I'm listening to and throw it up.
Is it kind of your way of telling your followers what mood you're in?
Maybe.
If so, it's not that conscious.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah, no, I think maybe it is conscious. Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess saying maybe it is conscious makes it not conscious, but maybe it's more conscious than I realize it is.
I think you've also connected with our listeners in the podcast with like introducing them to maybe Mike Doty and Bob Schneider. And so now you kind of feel like the godfather of music to these people that follow you. And hey, I'm going to introduce you to this, or here's a great one, or this is what I like. And people do enjoy hearing new music from you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Maybe.
Jeff, you're a hip hop guy.
I am.
I mean,
I'm in tune to the streets.
You're a fan.
No, I do like hip hop. Yeah, when I'm working out or I'm running, I love to listen to rap music and hip hop because it gets you pumped up, makes you want to fight someone.
Mm-hmm.
Can you relate to the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, where I'm from, we see a dead body every day.
So. Okay, let's talk about where Jeff's from.
He means you mean air day.
That's what he said.
Probably one of the top.
How many counties are in the country, would you guess?
Counties?
Yeah.
Counties? Country? Where are there?
There are thousands.
There are 88 in Ohio. I remember that from Ohio history.
And there's about that many in Indiana, 90-something. So there's so there's easily 1,000 or two, whatever.
Jeff lives in one of the top 20 richest counties in the country.
Lived
in. You grew up
in.
Grew up in.
Yeah. I'm from Afghanistan now. That's Indianapolis with Afghanistan.
Wait a minute. Wait, I just moved to Afghanistan. You're like 2 miles away from me. Really?
East side, bro.
Okay, where you guys are, it's not.
No, but where
east
I was.
East side!
Where I was a second ago.
Oh, yeah, you were closer to me then.
Yeah, there was.
It was rough.
The shooting, the murder rate is higher than Southside Chicago in Chicago
right now.
There's no way.
That's not true.
Chicago, I just saw it yesterday.
For a while it was. I just saw it yesterday.
Whenever it was hottest, it was humid.
There was a period of time where it
Chicago
was.
Just, the rate at which murders occur.
Chicago just
we are actually higher than.
Per capita.
Per capita of your ass.
500.
God.
Chicago just had the 500th murder.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, it's getting.
That's more than one a day, isn't that right?
Is it?
Hey, guys, just letting you know, murder rate per city, Venezuela, Honduras, Salvador, Mexico got the top four covered.
All right, well, we're talking about places on Earth.
Yeah, don't just make up names of places and then expect us to.
I think we need to make a band name and call it Murder Rate.
I'm also aware that those aren't cities. I was just
right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I'm from St. Louis, and that's
Yeah. Oh shit!
It's
hell.
Got its share of
St. Lunatic.
I love that song.
Who Dirty E and T.
I don't know.
We all we got Nelly and
the St. Lunatics. Yeah, it's Nelly.
Where do you at? Where do you at?
Murphy Lee.
At?
Lee.
Oh, it's not a name of a song. It's a super group?
No, it's just a bunch of guys
that
are
Nelly's
from there.
Band or yeah. group or whatever.
They're St. Lunatics. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said this before, and I'll say it again. Doesn't Nelly remember? Hey, must be the money, right?
Yeah. If you want to come and take a rap.
But it's honeycomb cereal now. Oh, must be the honey.
It is. It's not honeycomb, it's Cheerios.
Is it?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Where they at? Did you know John Mayer plays the guitar in this?
He does not.
At the end, Nelly will go, John Mayer, John Murr, John Murr.
Must be the honey. No,
it do.
All right, I'm gonna get it. How like?
But this
30
guy,
seconds to go. How far?
I'm not sure. And it might have to be the version with Nelly featuring John Mayer. You might have to type that into YouTube.
This Nelly is a badass, a gangster, and now
he's not.
Selling honeycomb. he's selling Cheerios.
No truer words have been said.
No, you know what he does now? He does his last two big hit songs are remakes. Of Tim McGraw songs. They're country songs made to hip hop. Jeff, back me up on
country
that.
Grammar?
Sweat and Suit were the ones that he did that
what?
On? With
no.
With
Country Grammar, is that one of them?
No, that's actually not one of them.
Okay, just guessing.
That's the name of his album. His big first album.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
He has...
It sounds like Drake to me.
The Nelly Institute... It's like a music
institute.
He has like his own school in the St. Louis area.
Well, the NI.
ITT Tech just went out of business, so watch out, Nelly Institute.
Yeah, he might be the one.
Did you know that was the headquarters were in Carmel?
No.
Yeah.
The nationwide headquarters.
Yes.
Is right here.
That's why it's such a big story right now here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew they were nationwide, but.
A lot of ad space cleared up and
Die a Happy Man.
2 p.m.
Daytime television. Yes. Yeah. Daytime television.
Die a Happy Man is the newest one, and the one he did before was Over and Over.
So this was Over and Over,
right. By Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
This isn't a Tim McGraw song, but it's different. No, that's it. That's the song.
Over and Over?
Over and Over was the Tim McGraw song. That's another country singer song, though.
I was trying to find
But Chick, you were saying...
If you guys... It's very funny. I'm sorry. But I think the Over and Over was a duet. And then they took Tim McGraw out of the ones they played on pop radio and took him out of the ones they played on country. I know. But if it was a top 40 station... Wait. I said that wrong. But anyway, yeah. Like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you're saying Nelly's selling honeycomb cereal now.
Yep.
Someone went to Ice Cube and was like, because Ice Cube did all those, what are they, road trip
movies? Are we there yet?
Are we there yet with, family? And, they're like, you used to be a gangster rapper, and now you're doing family movies?
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, because remember when MC Hammer came out, and they all were, shitting on MC Hammer because he
What? What happened?
Let a boy finish.
I'm sorry. But
oh, I thought he was done too.
No,
no. Ice Cube was basically just like, I'm worried. I'm thinking about my family, and that's gangster as fuck. Like,
yeah, that's what he said.
Thinking about his family.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gangster. Okay,
that's
well, that
true.
Is money. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So I'm gangster then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think about we're gangster.
I'm
Jess.
Gangster.
All right.
A little bit hippie, a little bit hood. That's what I think. That's how I feel.
Hoopie.
A hoopie.
A hood hippie.
No. I don't like that. I feel like that's like a racial slur, hoopy. These are hoopies.
Yeah, but it's a racial slur for somebody like for like Scandinavians.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it really, like who are you offending?
True.
Look at these
very
hoopies.
There's the episode of Tosh.0 where he brings someone from every minority into a room and he makes up words with his writers. And says them, and like if one of these words you feel like it offends you, raise your hand. Like they're just completely made up words, but one of them was like spoon face, and then the Asian person's like me.
Oh my god.
It's such a funny bit, but
oh.
That's funny.
Oh, I didn't my even god. Think about that.
It's yeah.
That's good. Hey, that's
spoon
pretty,
face.
That's pretty good.
Jeff's losing it. Okay, now what do we do?
Are we done?
Oh, you got notes over there?
No, this is the Chick McGee birthday party.
Oh.
Hi.
Potential guest list.
Potential guest lists.
Your name's crossed off.
It is not.
Is that right?
No, your name is not crossed off.
I tried to cross it off. But it
now, is Chick approving this list?
Yeah,
or?
we actually added to it, and then he went through and marked off the people he didn't want there.
Oh,
do you want to see it, really?
That was the first run. That was the first run.
Okay. There might be some additions. There might be some more subtractions. I don't know.
Am I allowed to cross anybody off?
And there's none.
Ooh, I would be interested to know who you'd cross off.
And there's
honestly,
none,
I can't.
No,
and
I'm just being
none
nosy.
On there that you need to mention what are crossed off or not.
I think a couple of those we need to have as guests before we even invite them to a party.
Like who?
Well,
we don't have to invite this guy. He'll come on his own.
Yeah, he'll show up. He'll assume he's invited.
When's your birthday?
November 26th. Is it on Thanksgiving 26th. This year?
No, it's Saturday, I think.
Ooh.
And when will the party be?
On his birthday.
Right on. Yeah, we're big on celebrating.
We're gonna take it back
on days.
You're taking my birthday
back. You're gonna get your birthday back. Yeah, 26th is a Saturday.
That used to be your wedding anniversary. I just remembered that.
That's why I'm saying.
Oh, I know, but you said that the other day, and I was like, well,
who took it? The problem is, I mean, it's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, so probably a lot of people are doing things.
Were you around? You weren't around then when that happened.
Yeah, but I knew him.
Oh, you did?
When what I heard it on the air.
When they got married on his birthday.
Yeah, I heard about it on the air.
Can we talk about anything else? You know, if you guys murdered somebody and didn't want to talk
about it, I
would honor that.
I'm angry about it.
That's
so,
fair, see?
Yeah.
What year was that, though?
97.
95?
Six.
I don't remember. 96? It might be 96.
It was not 95.
Honest to God, I don't remember.
96 or 7.
Hmm.
One of those two. I think it was 6.
No. When you had your heart surgery.
It was 98.
You had your heart surgery in 97.
I thought it was 97.
Maybe late 97. So I think it was 96.
So it must have been 96.
When August of 97, I think it was a double bypass.
You would have been married 20 years.
Is there anything else? Jeff, don't you want to start talking so I can interrupt you again? Come on, Jeff.
I put Chick's party on my phone, but I didn't spell Chick's normally. I spelled it C-H-I-X. That's kind of cool, right? Let's talk about it.
Oh.
That's very cool.
That was anything.
That's gangster.
That's all I had. That is gangster.
Do you guys have a grandma that made homemade Chex mix like the...
Sure.
Yeah, we never had that. I was always really envious.
My mom
or the
did.
Muddy Buddies.
You know, you're supposed to. Did
with
you
the
know?
Peanut butter and the melted chocolate on the Chex.
Is that also known as dog chow?
It is also known as puppy chow.
Puppy chow.
Yeah.
Did you guys know you're supposed to bake the Chex mix to make
that's
it properly?
That's what my mom did.
Yeah, that's what my mom did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Make it
properly.
With pretzels and.
So it stays crispy and does all the.
So salty. Oh, yeah.
Use
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
When you're just eating the cereal, you know, bowl with milk, what's the finest Chex?
Ooh.
Here's what I liked as a kid.
Yeah.
I liked the wheat with some sugar on it.
Okay. I always added sugar to Chex mix.
Yeah, sure. The wheat, you had to. And
always.
I liked the. I don't know, the consistency once it got a little bit wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, most
things. Jess, were you wheat?
I like it
wheat?
Just a wee moist.
No, I did white Chex Mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our rice Chex? Rice Chex?
The right ones? What?
I bet
rice,
you like
just the rice Chex?
I'm offended
the
by that.
The spoon Chex.
The Asian person is just raising his hand. I'm
yeah, what is it, rice Chex?
Rice Chex is an offensive term.
Rice Chex, that's hey. What we'll do. Put hey, him on a cover of hey, a rice Chex.
Look at those rice chicks over there.
That is, okay, yeah, so the white one was rice. Yes, yeah. I liked those a lot.
Jeff?
Well, when I was a kid, by then we'd figured out cereal, and we had good cereal.
What the hell, Jeff? But they had Honey Nut Chex by the time you were a kid, probably.
Cinnamon?
That one's pretty
cinnamon.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, cinnamon.
Cinnamon's good.
See, I haven't had any of those flavors.
Cinnamon Life kind of went away after Cinnamon Chex.
I love Life cereal, though. That's a go-to for
That's
me.
A good texture,
I like
too.
That. I like that.
Are you a cereal guy, Chick?
I never...
Oh, he does... Sorry.
I never let a boy finish. Mm-hmm. I never liked any of the Chex cereals.
Okay.
I've always been a Cheerios guy when those first came out. Just regular
Original?
Cheerios.
Yeah.
Lame.
Then must be the honey. Honey Nut Cheerios with Total Raisin Bran and mix them together.
He always mixes his.
I mix my cereal.
He mixes yeah. his
I've
cereal.
Never.
I keep my races separated, but my Cheerios can mix freely. It's fine with me.
I'm now a Crispix guy. You get
Ooh.
The
Crispix is
the corn on the one side,
the IX on the end.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's the so flavor impressed. Times two, right?
And yeah. it's a hexagon, right?
Yes, yes. or whatever it is, like a almost diamond.
Which one
shape,
is it? Oh, okay.
Is it?
I don't know. I
oh,
thought
so
it was.
Good.
I think
so
a
good.
Diamond shape. You turn it over, it's a square, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying, but
oh no, it's not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's, I know. I like sugary cereals. Oh, we were just talking about this in the kitchen. Huh. I like yeah. Fruity Pebbles. I love yeah. Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh,
yeah.
As a kid, I did. I don't eat. I don't.
No,
do that anymore.
But yeah. there's on the last day of school, you get oh, sugary yeah. cereal and whole milk, real whole cow's milk at
and
our
then
house.
You throw up
and
by 9 o'clock.
That's what I have sitting out for their after school snack the last day of school. That's
nice.
How we celebrate. Whole milk and
I can't
cereal.
Remember the last time I had whole milk.
Oh, that's the only milk
it's
I've.
It's so thick. It's like cream, right?
Oh, but it's so much better. Do you know what the difference in fat content between no fat, like skim milk, and whole milk?
No,
I can
is
handle it.
Is it marginal?
It's no. nothing.
I don't
it's
know
nothing.
But, but the consistency between skim and whole is a big difference.
Yes, if you like water on your cereal,
you know.
It's all about getting what you're getting used to.
It
Once
is.
You get used to certain ways,
it is.
You're going like, oh my
I
God,
can
that's
do
so
any
thick,
of it.
Or but that's so watery.
I can't tell you how.
I use rice.
I don't know if anything in my life right now makes me more angry than when a kid sleeps over and we give them the milk that we have at our house.
And they complain.
And they don't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me nuts.
Well, what milk
what
you
do you
have?
We have almond milk. Or we have whole cow's milk.
What do they say? What do the kids say?
They just don't eat it. They don't say anything.
Miss Hooker, this gross as fuck.
She does live in the hood.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what
she
I
just
said.
Lives in the hood.
Afghanistan.
No. No, it's no, they just don't eat it. And I would prefer a kid to go, I don't like this. Or And so now I have to ask. But there are kids that will go, this is gross. I'm not eating this. I gave somebody a gluten-free waffle with real maple syrup. And literally, this is so gross, and shoved it away.
I believe it.
And I was like, do you know how to behave in someone else's home? Like, there's another way to say it. And that's why I said, there's another way to say that.
Yeah.
So that's all.
So this just happened over Labor Day weekend. Katie had a friend stay over like Sunday night.
Yeah.
So they stayed Monday. She hung out with this girl's neighbor girl.
Yeah.
Known her for a little while.
Yeah.
Ate, I don't know how many meals at our place. And was great. And was grateful.
Yeah.
They go to school Tuesday. The girl completely ignores Katie.
Wow.
Welcome to seventh grade, girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Any idea why?
Because she's a seventh grade girl, and she's terrible. Because my daughter, and yes, she's my daughter. Of course, I love her. She's great. But she's very compassionate and
almost to a fault.
Opening and giving to people. And so I know it's... I'm pretty sure it's not her.
She gets taken advantage
of. Yeah, she's the one.
Did Katie have any idea as to why?
No, she was upset and that's what pisses me off last night. She starts, and here's what I don't like about it. It starts creating this bullshit of what did I do?
thing when
you didn't
when
do
she
anything.
Didn't do that and I
me, and it makes her doubt herself and she loses
yes,
confidence
and I say it's not your problem, it's her problem,
right?
Which is something I learned way later in life. I don't expect a 13-year-old girl to
grasp
hear
that
and grasp it,
yeah,
but man, I wish they would.
I'm scared to death. Yeah. Just even the little, that's the thing, the bullshit that happens in seventh grade. My Max is in seventh grade also, but it's not the boys.
It's the girls.
I grabbed Max yesterday. We got into a little bit of a fuss over a girl, and I grabbed his shirt and I said, "Girls are scandalous, miserable, awful people until we're about 30. Just weird. We are out for ourselves until we're 30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I want to get back to something Jason was saying about it not being my fault. I'm not clear on that.
Can you explain that to Jason?
It's not fault, it's problem.
Everything is my fault.
It's not your problem. It's not yours to worry about.
It's a lot of time it's other people's problem. It's not your problem.
No, that's, I don't understand.
I can't stand you. Well, that's my problem.
I still don't understand
yours.
What you're saying.
I'm having a hard time following this story. Did she try to go up and talk to her?
They ride the bus. She usually sits on the bus with her. It just, yeah, it was one of those, she's around her and just completely ignored her.
It sounds like Katie was supposed to bring her lunch and she didn't.
Yeah, or like, here's the envelope with the goods or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's weird, yeah.
It's not weird. Weird would mean it'd be uncommon and, you know, it happens
shitty.
Every day.
Yeah.
It happens every day in seventh grade. It has to. I'm certain it does. I mean, my older one went through it too.
Yeah. And I've already told Max, I was like, at this point in the game, you need to stay loyal to your friends. Do not ever choose a girl or
bros
a girlfriend.
Bros before hoes.
He got called down to the principal's office.
For saying that?
Yes. Last year, they called me. And
I'd give him a pin.
When my phone rings and I see that it's the elementary school, I immediately think, uh-oh. There's something wrong with Addie. But it was the vice principal, who is a dear friend of mine, and she said, I need to talk to you. There's been some cursing going on in the sixth grade.
Yeah. And you said, what the fuck are you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. And Tiffany goes, I know that you let your kids curse at home, so that's why I'm calling you. But here's the thing. All of the boys in the class claim that Max taught them the term bros before hoes. And I was like, okay, well, they're all fucking liars, because if they've never heard that term until right now and they're 12 years old, that's bullshit.
He's the current champion for it, perhaps.
Apparently, because, yeah, there was some very serious, very ugly name calling for girls between some boys and girls. And all Max was in the lunchroom just going, bros before hoes!
I love it. And
they said, no, we didn't say that. Max Hooker did. We never heard that before.
Yeah,
which is not true, obviously.
Bunch of rats.
I know.
There have been movies made about this to death, but if you guys could go back to like seventh or eighth grade and keep your intelligence and perspective and know you're going back instead of, you know what I'm trying to say? Know what you know now.
Go
and,
back.
And be your level of maturity and go back to seventh or eighth grade now. What would...
Man.
Would you? And
I think the same things are still funny.
I still do.
The would you question is interesting.
Would you go back to middle school? Would you even bother
to do it?
Can you claim you're from the future? Gather around, people. Listen, you got to.
I think that was a Drew Barrymore movie where she dressed up and went back to high school.
I love this when you say Drew Barrymore and it was somebody else.
No, never been kissed.
Never been kissed. Oh, okay. That's real. Yeah, that's a real
she
one.
She nailed it. Well, usually it's a game with.
If it's a Drew Barrymore movie,
okay.
It's actually Lindsay Lohan or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's.
I don't know if I would bother. I mean, there are definitely things I would do differently, but I don't think that it's affected my life in such that I would have to go back and change anything.
Is there any time in your life that you would go back and revisit?
No, not necessarily. I mean, there are things I would have, like in my 20s and even early 30s, I think I would have tried to get in better shape.
Okay. Been more health conscious.
Yeah. And, probably a little more relaxed.
Okay. Because
I was for whatever reason, I was a stressed out teen and.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whatnot.
Is that nature? Or is it the environment stresses you out? Because I never talk about my kids. No, but my oldest is girls, going through very. She's just like, and I just want to go calm.
Can I tell
you? You kind of want to go. This doesn't matter, right? In the grand scheme,
and
of things.
I will confirm.
But how
this.
Insulting that is!
That you're discounting my feelings.
I know.
You're discounting my feelings. Yeah, as someone who was raised by a father, my dad, and instead of him going, you're 15, you're 16, you're 17. None of this is going to make sense, and it's really going to suck. A lot of the time, there's going to be times where you know, instead of doing that, it was maybe you need an antidepressant. Maybe you need anxiety. Maybe you need.
Oh.
But when all actuality, it was somebody going, how you feel is completely normal right now in your
life.
That's what should have been said. And that's the lesson I've learned with my kids is that however you're feeling, feel it.
Chick, would you go back?
No, not to school. But I mean, you know, I think we all have regrets or things we'd like to go back and do over.
Yeah.
But one thing I would like to go back and tell myself that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be sad. It's because it was pounded into my head literally and figuratively that stop crying. None of my feelings were okay at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so naturally I've had to, you know, battle for.
You live in a stressful environment?
A while.
Not really.
No.
But you thought it, you thought it was when you were going through it.
Well, though. There were things, you know, like with girls and stuff in high school I was way too serious about. You know, I really took things to heart and I didn't need to. And just because somebody didn't like me didn't mean that I would never find, you know, was weird. But in terms of like my home life, we had a fairly big family, 2 parents, 4 kids.
Yeah.
And we had very little money.
Yeah.
And so there were stresses with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think without those, I probably wouldn't have developed a sense of humor.
Sure.
But
you weren't, were you necessarily stressed about the money situation?
At times. I was on the free lunch program all through school, and so I would get made fun of and stuff like that. And so it did, and there was like a certain amount of shame.
Sure.
Even though, you know, looking back, it's like, hey, whatever. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have felt shame.
Thanks, Obama. Although he was probably in school around the same time.
Yeah, probably.
We were all in school, but still, I mean.
Yeah. Well, my dad was on disability. He has very serious anxiety disorder. And he couldn't work. So it wasn't like I felt like my parents were freeloaders or lazy or anything.
No,
like
he had a legitimate,
And my mom couldn't work because she had to be with him 24/7, essentially.
Really?
And this is a very misunderstood thing. Like, I'm sure there might even be people listening who are going, oh, we'll get over it.
You know what, though? I've had this conversation with myself in my own head. If I could go back, I think all of our, well, maybe, I don't know, Jason, but
I've known you for 20 years.
No, but my parents, I think Jess's mom, I think they all had some sort of problem that could have been. I know my mom especially could have been diagnosed or given some sort of medication that would have made my childhood an entirely different experience than what it turned out to be. You know,
don't know. I remember. I mean, both of my parents. You know, I mean, I have a lot of people in my family, not just parents. You know, were medicated for different reasons.
But think how different are. Mental health and mentally healthy people are, I think how different everyone's attitude is toward, when I was a kid, there wasn't any
it was
long,
alcohol.
Yeah, it was
alcohol.
That's
what you treated
it
with.
Well, you didn't go to a psychiatrist. You just, you know, kept your mouth shut and cried all day, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean, there wasn't any, it didn't seem like to me there was any
Did
sort
your mom
of,
drink on a regular, like almost every day? Or do you remember? Or
no,
was she
I'm
just
gonna say
yeah. Mean,
I mean, looking back, I mean, she always smelled like vodka and orange juice. I mean, I mean, it. Yeah, I mean,
did
you
your dad drink every day?
No, but
he got high.
He got high. Yeah, which is, you know,
explains a lot.
Fine, yeah.
But, I mean, the difference in them is what I'm saying.
But self medication. I mean, that's you know, they didn't have. There weren't any programs for anyone to go see a psychiatrist.
No, they sent you away.
And there weren't and there were no medications and there were no, you know.
I wonder when they did.
I plainly remember when Prozac came out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
And I remember looking at the bottle on the kitchen table in Carmel. Well, I guess it's that way. And I feel like if I take this Prozac, because I was on the Bob and Tom show, and I'm going to take this Prozac.
Oh, that's why you have
it's
it.
It's going to change my entire personality.
Sure.
And I'm not going to be able to do whatever it is I'm doing. And right. I'm being paid
was
to do
this.
Was that
the first one you took, the yeah. first antidepressant
yeah,
ever?
Well, I think it was the first antidepressant out there.
It was Prozac right? or Paxil. Paxil is almost as old as Prozac.
But everything else, like Valium.
Does that
or,
sound right or no?
Valium and ooh, Prozac Valium. Have been, yeah. Okay. yeah. And then Paxil was kind of the first...
Anti-anxiety, right?
Yeah. yeah.
But I think Prozac was the first antidepressant medication. I think Valium was more of a...
That was an as-needed. That wasn't a prescription
but it's
necessarily,
just like,
was it?
Was like
I don't
a,
know.
Was Valium a shot, calmed you down.
A
shot of
killer?
Alcohol or something.
I thought it was
something.
A painkiller.
No.
No. No, I think it just kind of mellowed you out.
Mellowed you out.
Right? Yes. And yeah. then a Quaalude or whatever. I mean, that's all they had, right?
Quaaludes.
Ludes.
I Ludes. Remember, yeah, I remember guys taking those in high school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Taking out in Xanny bars. That was a big one, too.
Xanax?
Yeah.
Xanny bars.
That's what they would call them.
Call them bars, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever know about Xanax is when Thanksgiving.
Christy takes
Christy
one.
Always says I would take a half a Xanax before one gets there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not, that's a legitimate thing. Sure. I've said that before. Like, I don't, the only, I mean, outside of whatever I took growing up and into college, but I never took a Xanax or a Valium or anything, but they prescribe a lot of these things for Addie's epilepsy. Mm-hmm. Addie mm-hmm. takes a Valium, and they always say, you know, be careful because her heart rate could slow and blah, 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 blah. Well, it turned, but it had the opposite effect on her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She would, the she 10%. Would sleep for 15 minutes and then she would be wired and
wow.
ready to go.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just completely opposite
just
of
the
what
brain
they said.
Chemistry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
and,
so
but
amazing.
It's like that with whatever they, well, here's the side effects. Well, and then we go, okay, well, here's the opposite and that's what she'll have.
I have a nephew who drinks
same.
Coffee.
And it brings him down?
Brings him down.
No way.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
And yes. what is he diagnosed with?
Yeah, he's got one of those wild, crazy, brilliant mind kind of things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But
okay.
He's a bit ADHD.
Asperger's?
No, he's not there, but there's something. But it's like when he was, I don't know, he was like 11 or 12 and he's brewing. I'm like, Shawnee, what are you doing? He goes, I'm getting my daily coffee. And I'm like, and then his parents had to tell me.
Hmm.
I'm like, should he be having that? You know, yeah.
It's interesting.
Isn't that
it's
bizarre?
Weird. Yeah.
In,
no joke.
Oh, like as a whole, we're probably an overly medicated society.
Sure.
But you forget that there are people that really need these things. Same
oh,
with
absolutely.
Like same with any kind of social program. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know what? There are probably more people on like food stamps that really need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that need it. Like,
yeah,
it's,
there
it's,
are literally.
It's easy to forget. That there are reasons for these things.
Well, there's a conversation that I've had they will make less money getting a job and having
exactly
having money taken out by the government and then having to pay child care than it would be to continue to stay in the system,
right.
get food stamps, and work under the table.
I think one of the ways you can tell between the people who really need it and the people who don't are the people who really need anxiety medication, depression
yeah.
medication, don't want to be on it.
No, they don't. They're actively yeah. always looking for another option.
Yeah. yeah, and yeah. but you can't. And at some point, my dad told me this years ago, and then because I have acute anxiety disorder as well. It's mm-hmm. very hereditary, and so I got it. And it's actually the thing my dad says, don't ever say I never gave you anything, which is pretty good. But he, so, you know, he was like, you know what? At some point, I stopped fighting it. And I've gotten to that point, too, because there were five or six times in my life I was like, you know what? I'm getting off of
Why?
It.
Why? Yeah.
And then the next thing I'd be, you know, driving down the highway and all of a sudden I'd burst into tears and have to drive into the emergency room.
Right.
And yeah, I went.
Get a,
now
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not fighting it. I look at it like I look at my glasses now.
Sure. Like
I need them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what yeah. Someone once told me that about anything. If you have a condition and you say put allergy in place for that condition, mm-hmm. well, allergies are readily accepted and that's okay to treat those, but all these other things aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's something that you're born with and that's how it happens, and so why wouldn't you treat it like you would treat
but
anything
what
else?
What Chick said is so true. You look at that bottle of pills, you go, this is gonna alter my
everything,
personality,
yeah.
yeah,
and I'm not going to be as funny. I'm not going to be as interesting or creative. And when mm-hmm. really, I don't. Did you feel that it actually did that?
Well, I recently tried to get back on an antidepressant, and I hadn't been on one for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
I didn't. So I don't know. I don't think it did. I think it did what it was supposed to do. It calmed me down. But
it is interesting to listen to you when we know you were taking an antidepressant,
yeah,
and how different. And it's not bad because you were just as, I mean, no one would have ever known, but it's almost the content was different as opposed to your personality, but it was just the content of your comedy that was different.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I just recently tried. Like I said, I tried to get back, and I just.
But you
I
went really hard. Anymore. You went straight to the top.
Yeah, that's true. I went full bore. I went 0 to 120. That's true.
If I could go back to seventh grade and change one thing.
Well, this is. I wanted to ask Jeff about that because you're the closest to it.
Yeah. I'd go back to seventh grade and kill Hitler.
Well, that's not.
No, that's not a.
And if you had a time machine,
not
a thing.
Did you just watch that movie?
I did. Look who's
back.
Yeah.
Look who's back. Is that? Did you watch it?
I watched the first 30 minutes of it, and then I had to change it. What are you watching?
Oh.
Why is Hitler on our screen?
It's in German.
Is it funny?
I couldn't get. I honestly stopped watching because I could not read the subtitles. Like the yellow.
They're in English, by the way.
I know, but the yellow on the screen, it didn't pop, and it just hurt. I
yellow?
Didn't like reading it. Yeah.
Gotcha. What's wrong with your TV?
No. He's right. There have been some subtitles lately that have
you
been
can choose,
like yellow.
You can choose different colors.
Okay, well then don't choose something other than yellow.
Now I have to go.
Jason has an answer for everything. You know that.
Well, and maybe he doesn't have a Chick McGee TV where you can have a rainbow of colors.
That's right. Maybe you don't. Why don't you come over here? We'll watch Hitler together.
Okay. All right.
I'll talk you through it. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production.
I love how he says, shout out to my inward John Mayer. Like, okay, yeah.
He did?
Yeah. Should I not have called that out? Okay, cool.
No, it's fine. You're just quoting Nelly.
It's part two of the Chick McGee Show. Hi, we're back. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. Our guest today is Josh Arnold.
Man, thanks so much for having me.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Taylor May.
These are all his shout outs.
Just talk. He has to shout out to people at the end of the song.
His credits. I think it's the end of the whole album.
Okay. Yeah, you just gotta, you know.
So he basically doesn't pay him. He just
Chick does it for us every. It. No, he does it every.
I do it to every podcast.
Every podcast.
We're doing
shouts
a show. We're not doing a song.
What was that?
Nothing.
That was weird.
It's that power salad.
Ah. Oh. Chick's chair is haunted.
Always fun.
Oh, I feel good. I feel much better.
Isn't it funny how farts are always funny?
Man, they're funny.
I mean, gas is always funny.
They're always funny when someone does it.
Jess, do you fart in front of your kids?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Does it bum them out to no
Can
end?
Can I? Well.
Oh, not yet. It did. You know what? The other day, we were all on the couch, and I let one loose, and...
It's like
Max,
an animal. I
Max
love
is 13, and he got up and was angry and went over to the other side. And I was like, okay, well, that's not funny to him anymore. But Addie still thinks it's... Addie thinks my butt is funny. If I dance, she was like, your butt makes me laugh. Because it's... She said it's like it's... It's like it's by itself. I think she means it's its own thing.
Moves independently of the rest of your
body. It has its own gravitational
pull.
That's
what they said about
sure.
Phoebe's legs. Is that what they said about Phoebe's when the friends where she's running?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as if they're not. Yeah, something like that.
Well, Chandler is afraid of
Lord of the Dance. That's what it is.
It's as though his legs are moving independently of his body.
Do you know that? You know that series pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay. They do a thing at Tappers, which is an arcade bar.
Love that place.
Have you to love it? You guys went.
Yes, we went there.
They did a Friends trivia night, and I was like, I did. I thought, I was like, if we go, I should call Josh.
Yeah,
I feel like you're the only
person
that would
know. I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Yeah, we would have to try it.
They also have a Seinfeld trivia night as well.
Oh.
We have to go.
This group would win.
Damn.
Yeah, hands down. I mean, I would be there. I would bring you guys drinks and stuff. I don't know shit about Seinfeld.
I can't imagine anybody knows anything more than we do about Seinfeld.
Okay, we're going to have to look it up. Maybe we should we should host a Seinfeld night at Tappers. Mm.
Here's a trivia question that I literally don't know the answer to.
Ooh.
Seinfeld's dad's name is Morty. What's his mom's name?
Barb.
That's my mom's name.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Sorry, did I spit on you?
You can see it's power salad.
Power salad.
I think they always call her Mrs. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I don't remember when Elaine needs she wants to go to Africa with Mr. Peterman, but she needs a clean urine sample because she's been eating the poppy seed bagels. She asked Mrs. Seinfeld for her urine.
Who's mom?
Jerry's
mom.
Is Helen.
Helen, okay.
Helen Seinfeld.
Helen and Morty Seinfeld?
Morty and Helen.
That sounds right.
And then what about George's parents? You know George's parents' name?
George and Estelle.
No, I mean Frank and Estelle.
Yeah, Frank and Estelle.
Yeah, okay.
Two different guys played Morty Seinfeld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very weird in that first.
Yeah, Barney somebody was the one who everybody knows about. I think of the first episode.
They're in bed like in Willy Wonka.
They're in
the living room.
In Jerry's living room in the fold-out couch.
Yeah, it's real weird.
That's right. Yeah.
When was Marissa? I know it's I've seen that because it reminded me of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of. Weird. And I know what you're going to. Marissa Tomei. There was
when was Marissa Tomei in
there's
it?
There's a bunch of.
She had a whole episode about
people
her.
Like about. Like that in like Courtney Cox was in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Terry Hatcher.
James Spader.
Mm-hmm.
Stifler's mom.
Was there a gal that was in The Sopranos or
Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad.
That's what I'm thinking of. Anna Gunn.
Walt's wife. Anna Gunn was on.
That's
it.
Who I was thinking.
The lady who played Dr.
Quim?
I don't remember.
It's Chivago? Dr. Quinn.
Quinn.
Did you watch House?
I never watched House.
Melfi? Is that her name? Dr. Melfi? Yeah, she's...
Dr. Melfi's in The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
From The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Lorraine Brock.
That's right, yeah. But the main woman in House is the girl who George upsets because she...
Is it the one that
with the bird?
No, she enjoys her meal more than.
She makes it sound like an orgasm.
Yes, yeah. And she smokes after the meal and stuff.
Right.
Is that where he tries to work in food into sex?
No, I think that's separate.
That's a George thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. You ever wonder what? You guys get frank about
sex
on the show?
Sometimes.
Do you ever wonder what Jason? What do you think Jason's proclivities are in the bedroom?
Oh.
Here's why I ask. Jason strikes Jason and I have never spoken about anything really R-rated.
I don't think
this sounds like something really he wants to hear to bring it up. Zero segue, but I like it.
Well, here's what's interesting. I don't think you and I have talked about anything R-rated before.
Probably not.
And I know you're happily married and everything, but
Jason
is either very vanilla in the bedroom
or
he's into something.
He's wild.
I think he's. If I had to guess, and this is totally not.
She can't even look at me.
I know, I can't look at
it.
Totally.
Is it like talking about your brother?
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah,
we shared an office for a while, and we were. Yeah, but no, I'm guessing that Aaliyah knows exactly what to do. It's like there's a
process.
Yeah, yeah, but I see it being not process. That seems too negative. But there's things that you know, and she probably mixes them up.
This
and I did
has
this
to happen
last
after
time.
This, and then this
no,
has to happen.
No,
after
just
that.
Things that,
oh, okay.
Like maybe say there's a handful of things that you go to that you're like. This
she
is
knows
his thing.
When she's ready to give it. She knows. Shark again. there's a fine line. You don't want to sound crude,
no,
or
disrespectful.
Or
yeah,
right.
The term give it.
But I always.
I get what I meant was after a while she goes, all right, I'm going to go to the go to, and.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of build up. It's like a storyline. Like you know, and you get to switch things around and do things. But I always, and I don't know why I say always. Like I think about this all the time. But I here's the better phrase. I assume there's always laughter. Like it's
they
fun.
They have a good time. Great time. Yes. Yeah.
That's my assumption.
Laughter?
No, like
not during. Afterwards,
no,
you kind of giggle.
No, I don't mean laughter, but like that's a good. You're enjoying. Mm. I mean, obviously you enjoy yourself, but there's some people that do it because it's a task. Like I know friends that have sex on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and that's how it is. And there's no off schedule.
And that's great for some people.
That for some people, that's what works. That's what I'm saying. But
I want you all to picture the girls have gone to bed. Or they're out.
They're gone.
A sleepover. Yeah, they're in a sleepover.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's your wife's name, Jason?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah is sitting on the couch watching TV. Jason
sits
down
they don't watch
next
much.
To her. Uh-huh. And Jason's sort of putting the moves on. Like,
yeah, you do that? Because husbands do that.
Sure.
Do you give her the wink and the nod?
We've been together a long time.
You both just know.
There's not really, I wouldn't say there's much of a process.
No.
I disagree with Jess. Jess says she thinks there's laughter and fun.
Jovial again.
I think she walks in, Jason is business.
It's all business.
Slams her up against every surface in the house and just gives it to her.
That's
how I picture it when I picture it.
That's terrible.
Well, this brings up the broader question. How often do you think about your friends having sex?
All the time.
I don't, but I think about people, what they look like pooping.
Really?
This is when we need the sound effects of a car crashing. Because that would have been totally appropriate.
Josh for this entire thing.
No, it started with...
why would you think that?
Because people that I was intimidated by and that I would get nervous around, I would be like, you poop too. And I would think about it and it would make me chill out.
All right, well, let's go around the table. How do you picture...
I saw a car today, as I should have taken a picture, on the way in today, got right behind him, said... honk if you need to poop.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
Yes,
I have. And there's little emoji.
Mm-hmm. Poopy heads
in the back. You know, like stuffed animal.
Right,
poops,
yeah. Yeah,
and
those.
A smiley face in the back of this car.
Then it was probably my...
And it's some middle-aged dude.
Oh, I was going to say, it's probably my Aunt Susie.
It's really weird.
Did you honk?
No, I didn't.
Did you have to go? All right. What do you do if you don't have to? Peace. I don't know. I mean, I know it's kind of gross, but it does. It just makes me realize, like, you're human. Like, you're no better
than
me.
You level the playing field.
Yeah. So in your head right now, you can look at Jeff and go, I think I know how he sits.
Well, we talked
what
about.
What his face looks like. If he puts an elbow on a knee.
I used to be afraid to put my butt cheeks on the toilet seat.
Even at home?
You hovered at home?
When I was, like, 13. Like, I, like, would... I'd put my hand on the toilet seat, but I wouldn't put my
cheeks. Yeah, that's not gross.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I just let it fall in.
Chick is vigorously rubbing his face.
Chick is like, this is my show. Yeah, why is this happening?
I think we're to be reminded that the name of the show is Chick's name.
I will just tell you what Archimedes said. Give me the largest fulcrum and a place to stand, and I'll move here. And that's the way I go to the bathroom. I have to get some leverage. And
that's not true.
Can I share?
Jeff, yes.
Yes,
go. Share. Have you ever been in a relationship with an open door dumper?
Hang on.
Okay.
I have not.
Go ahead.
No. So at the cookout, whenever we made steaks, Chick and I had steaks on Saturday Notre Dame.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Chick went and took a dump.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so big, he had to take a shower afterwards.
I did. That's a true statement.
Yeah, because you were
just hanging out with the dogs?
I was out in the living room, and he's like, I'll be back. Got to take a dump. And I was like... Okay. I was just sitting out there for 15 minutes, still not there. I was like, okay, I'm going to go and play with the dogs. Come back in, still not there.
Here's the funniest thing. Look at the way she's looking at you. Look at the way she's looking at you. I don't think she's ever thought or even imagined that I would look at a person,
and say that.
And go, I'll be right back. I'm going to take a dump. But that's exactly what I told
him. Is it really?
Yeah. Go and take a dump. But you said it in a way where it was, go and take a dump.
I was being silly. No.
Now, you showered because you were sweaty, not because it was a mess, right?
No, he just likes to shower after transaction like that.
I do. I like to shower.
Okay. Yeah.
I do, too. I will eat and plan around.
Mm-hmm. I make an evening of it.
The exit and the shower.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the shower and then you had to get out to make a transaction to get back in?
No, but you know what? Every time I fart in the shower, I think of Josh Arnold because he's sick.
You feel like you have to start over?
You feel like you have to start over.
You got
to
start washing
again. I never thought about that. Yeah. And he said that. I was like, oh, my God.
I can say that'll make me the most angry, not the most angry, but
oh, if you have
you take
to go
a shower and then you have to go.
Yeah.
That is so
in
annoying.
The morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Tainted.
Has that ever happened to you in the shower? You just went ahead and went, okay, fine. I'm just.
There's just poo in
it's
the
all,
shower.
It's all pipe. It's fine.
No, nope.
That
nope.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, me either.
You wouldn't poo in the shower.
No. Jason, do your daughters fart around you?
I don't know if you're allowed to say
that.
Not
as much
age.
As they used to. They're, I have two teenage girls.
Yeah,
now,
so they
so
would
that's
be
just,
sort of mortified.
Yeah, they're definitely.
What do you think they do? What do girls do? They just go in their own room and then come back out?
Well, we were just having a conversation because my son's hanging out with girls now. And so he'd be over at a friend's house or they'd go on a walk around the neighborhood or whatever. And you call it the date fart. Like you've been on the date all night, you drop the girl off and then you just fart the whole ride
off. A good 27 seconds. Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Jeff?
Oh,
yeah.
I totally see why what yeah. you're doing, yes.
Yeah, so
I could see that happen.
But I've talking about in, it. But Max came home and he was like, I gotta poop so bad. I've been in a girl's house.
I've been in relationships where you never farted in front of the other person. And then I've been in the opposite direction
yeah,
where
yep.
you fart and do everything in front of the other
right.
person. I've been in a relationship where they left the door open during all transactions.
No. Hmm. No, thank you.
I'm the one that had to get up and leave the bedroom because they left the door open.
And they talk?
No. And they talk.
Yeah.
They would talk during the transaction.
Now,
really?
Jeff told me.
A free
and they have passed. And they have passed that quality on to one of my children. So it's either one or two.
Jeff earlier was mentioning. Now, I think we may have interrupted your story about how you were here eating steak.
Yeah, and then chick pooped and showered.
Oh, okay.
No, that was it.
Yeah, and that was the end of the story. Well,
it was it, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. You had told me a story earlier.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't mean to share on this show.
I had to poop, too.
Why didn't you poop?
Because your house is too new, and I didn't want to... I didn't want
he
to
left.
Ruin anything.
He left because...
You left to poo?
That's why you left?
Well, I left at half a little... After halftime, yeah. But I had to poop. I was
dude, come back next time.
You would have had time to go home and poop and come back. Yeah. You would have never known.
Here's
you
could have rode your bike.
Here's
I got
the only
scared.
Thing. Here's what you do. The next time, just keep flushing. That's and it's
I
no
have,
problem. Not
I do
problem.
Have good. I have incense matches to bring into the guest bathroom.
I just got scared because it's so new. And what if something breaks? You never
breaks.
Know.
That
you
is
gotta,
a fear.
You got a grip onto something.
This house was built in 1968, and nothing has broken since then.
And
so I don't think anything's going to break anytime soon, right?
Right.
And everything has been replaced that I know about.
Yeah.
It's a lovely
it's
house.
It's in good shape.
No, it's really a good
no,
house.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a really good house. I don't.
There's something good here, you know? It's
I
not
don't
like
think
a,
I've
a burial
ever...
ground. Like the last, or the one before the last one.
Do you open door with a girl?
No.
No.
Though I remember one time in my old apartment, I went to the bathroom number two. And
yes.
Apparently, I forgot to flush.
Oh, yeah.
And there's... There's
how
little,
do you forget to flush?
I got things going on in my hand. I'm crunching numbers. I got to figure out
the
my
Penske
day.
File.
Yes, okay. I got a lot to worry about, chick. I'm a busy man. And she texted me and was like, "You left me something." And I was like, "I'm so sorry."
She texted you.
Wait a minute.
Left.
So
me
after
something.
You did it, you left and you
yeah.
left her house and forgot. Oh,
but she was cool about it. Like it was the same one that it,
I would feel the worst would be if you were there and you stopped it up.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the worst. If you're at a girl's place, you're like, hey.
That's a nightmare scenario.
You got to keep flushing. During the middle of it, you just got to keep flushing if you're at if you're in the way.
I feel
again.
Like that could backfire. It could overflow.
There are courtesy flushes all the time in my book.
I don't like
it. Oh, I agree. At work,
even,
yes.
even,
work it's nonstop
even,
courtesy flushing.
Even during the football game on Sunday night, I was courtesy flushing even though he was at the other end of the house.
If you don't courtesy flush, you are a monster.
That's right. You really are.
But you guys, do you poo at work?
Do I hardly ever?
All
the
time.
You all of you do all the time? Mm-hmm. Do you all the time?
Yeah, probably. I'd say at least three times a week.
Really?
I mean, I'm there 8-9 hours a day. Obviously here now a couple
but it's
hours
a little
here,
different.
But...
Like for me, I usually, it's after the show. I'm usually there.
Yeah, sure.
I linger a little bit.
You relax. You let everything go.
Normally I would go home, but I'm staying in a hotel right now. And it's weird. The show ends if I go right to the hotel, they're cleaning my room.
At that moment, yeah.
And so I don't want to get, yeah. So I usually, I have been using the work facilities.
You know what's
the women, always the woman's room, always.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get a key for Grace.
You and Spangle.
Yeah, you and Spangle. What is that? That is complete, that to me.
That's disgusting.
To me, that's a, I think it represents that you have a complete lack of respect for women.
That's not true at all. Not true at all.
Exactly what that means.
I think that's exactly. Jeff,
I'll tell you,
you agree?
Why.
I'm shitting on you and your restroom.
Let me tell you
and
why.
And I love you, but I'm not going to believe any
First
of this.
First off, we need to let your listeners know they're all one. They're one seaters. I'm not just in one of the stalls in a women's room.
Yes.
And there,
where
and,
there are four stalls.
And there is two bathrooms, yes. Men and women's, one stall. And there is one woman that works on the Bob and Tom
exactly
staff.
And there are like six guys yeah. every
but the sign outside of it says women.
It does, but I think you know we're living in an age where these signs kind of mean nothing now.
Okay,
but anyway,
true
I
you got me there.
I go into the, so I'll use the woman's, I courtesy all day long, I courtesy flush, and when I'm done, I put the seat, well, the seat is down even, but I'll go in there to urinate when the men's is busy, mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm. I put the seat down, I wash my hands, and then I take a paper towel, and I clean the seat as well.
No, there's a respectful way to do it. There is someone that takes a dump at work, and I know who it is, in both bathrooms, and just completely destroys the back of it, and it is disgusting.
No, yeah, it's shrapnel everywhere.
They don't courtesy flush, and they're fucking pigs, and I hope they die.
Well, that's strong. But,
okay, sorry.
My
I can't disagree.
A family member I know has some HR duties in his new job. Oh, well, I said duties, and he had to tell a gentleman, he had to have a conversation with him about how. Two things, how foul the toilet and the bathroom were after his transaction, and the fact that he continued to smell like duty and needed to like bring some wipes in and clean himself better because, up. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I
my word.
Isn't that terrible?
Whatever they're paying this family member, it's not enough.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Holy moly.
I know. It's just.
I also let Grace know, hey, 10-15 minutes.
Well, that's the thing too. Is that but it's
before you go in.
I know there's two.
After, tell her after.
No. Oh, okay. I know there's two women there, but they very rarely are there at the exact same time. Like maybe
right.
a 30 minutes or an hour crossover.
Right. So it's not.
You said
so.
It.
So
I
here's
didn't
the deal.
Do anything.
So even the woman in the room is sort of defending my actions.
Oh yeah, and I get it to that, but I'm more offended by chick peeing all over the place than I am by you pooping in the women's bathroom.
What are you? Are you a spray? Like you?
You
miss?
I
he doesn't give
that.
A shit.
I will own
it is
that.
A non, I say it's a nonverbal fuck you
I
to the people
to,
in that building that
I
he doesn't
to,
like.
I used to do that. That's certainly the case, but I don't do that anymore. I make it conscious, to, and it's not it's not a fuck you to who you think it is. I'll have to tell you when this.
Oh really?
I'll
so
you
would
you
pee like
over.
On the seat.
No, not even, not so much on the seat. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not so much on the seat.
Because he's the one who complained about it the most.
Oh, around, it's around yeah. the, like, where you, where your feet are.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pee doesn't bother me. Because
it bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
It bothers me very much, and it bothers me at my house. I mean, I don't think that there's a, I remember my brother peed on the seat one time, and my dad... There may have been a fist. I don't know.
The most exquisite beating.
Yeah, no, my dad had my brother like don't you ever. Like, because my dad got up in the middle of the night and sat down.
Oh,
and my
no.
dad lost his mind. And I've told my son, I was
let
like, if you have
you
any respect for
ask,
your mother.
Let me ask you this
I'm
question.
With you.
Yeah,
I'm
it,
with him.
It makes me
and guess
angry.
What? He never did it again.
My brother never did it again. My brother goes, if I thought for a second that I would have bad aim, I sat down and I knew it would get in there and I knew there wouldn't be a mess.
What is it
you
about?
You sit too.
I sit 99% of the time. What is it about your children that I just envisioned me sitting down and if my son had hit the seat.
Oh, yeah.
And sat down and... I really wouldn't mind that. Is that just that he's my son and there's that?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I think my dad
intangible.
I think that my dad is a very precise, very. I don't want to say very clean because people are clean. Most people are clean, but that's not something to boast about. But he wanted my brother to be a gentleman sure. all the time. Yeah, let me. I think
he. Your dad's very forward thinking, and mm-hmm. I think he was like thinking, well, what is
my dad raised us years, every day, preparing us for
right,
adulthood.
5 years down the road, what if he does this mm-hmm. in front gotcha. Of whoever yes. he's? I think he's very. Mm-hmm. He's very much that way.
All right. Yeah. And it, but yeah. you get lost, and then you're not in the moment
well,
anymore.
And then you know.
And then it's over.
Then part of it, he tries to get you ready, and you mistake it for what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not do
one
that.
Of, whenever I was a kid, I was like...
Who asked you?
Whenever I was a kid.
I was like seven
three,
or eight.
3 years ago.
And I was at my parents' friend's house, and I was playing with their kid. And all of a sudden, their dad comes out. Who left the toilet seat up? And I go, it was me. And I go, oh, it wasn't me. And he was like, Lucas, you left the toilet seat up? And he's like, no. And then he's like, you left the toilet seat up. And then he took him out in the other room, and I think he beat the shit out of him.
Are you serious?
For leaving the toilet seat up.
And I go, woo, good thing that wasn't me.
Have any of you guys ever gotten dodged the bullet and someone else got punished for something that you did?
Absolutely. I just told this story. When my brother asked if we could roller skate outside.
That's right. Yeah.
And he said, Dad said no. And I said, yeah. No, I bet he said yes.
Yeah. And you went ahead and roller
skated. We went ahead and roller skated. And my dad was like, I told him. I said, I know he told me we could.
You know what?
He got beat.
You'd have to ask my brothers because I may not remember if that ever happened. But
where do you fall?
Some second.
Second.
Okay. I don't think I ever let anybody else take the blame for something because my older brother did it to me once.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it was, I remember feeling so betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
I was
funny.
Like, I can never let the. He argues that that was never, like, he doesn't remember it at all.
No.
But I distinctly remember,
I very much remember
whether it happened or not.
I was an only child. Mm-hmm. And
it's funny how memories work that way, though. And, I just started exploring some things that I think are fact or things that I think happened a specific way. Ryan Singer has a story that he says shaped him, and he found out later in life that it was completely untrue.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's so bizarre.
So
to
what
me.
Do you...
Is this with his grandmother?
Oh, God.
No, it's it was a fishing trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want him to... I mean, he's going to be here in, I want to say November.
Nah, he was just in Columbus and we missed it, but he was doing a podcast, a live podcast in a comedy festival.
Well, what do you do when you base your entire life on an
It's
on
not
an
entire life, but it was just a shaping moment, I think. I think that my brother, for almost... I mean, far into adulthood... thought that he was at my grandpa's house when his wife committed suicide. Like,
yeah.
Details. Like, remembers the gunshot noise. He wow. was not there. But I don't know if he heard the story so much that he
right.
associated it as a memory.
I
of
would
his
argue
own.
It doesn't matter. I would probably say to Ryan, I don't think it matters.
No, if that was you. Yours, yeah. Yeah, it would be the same. It would be the equivalent of reading a book. And it shaping you. It doesn't have to be,
right.
you know what I mean? Right? Mm-hmm. I don't yeah. know.
But that's then
what
again,
I
it's never gonna, happened to me.
That's so. What I was going to say about, you know, people are tired, sick to death about you and I when we do the first podcast and then we do this podcast and I talk about the shitty childhood I have. But mm-hmm. the one thing people don't, I have come to terms with, my mom was 17 when she had me and my dad was 18. And if the things didn't happen to me that they did when I was a kid, I wouldn't have been lucky enough to be doing something that I'm, thank goodness, naturally good at. Because mm-hmm. the thing I joke about is, I can't do anything else. I can't work. I don't have any skills.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that. But I get by on what my brain manufactures. But that's due to how my mom treated me. And...
But do you think that your creative
I'm
brain...
I'm very thankful for that.
Do you think your creative brain has lended itself to maybe exaggerating or putting a cinematic spin on some of the things that happened?
No, no. Absolutely. Yes. Oh, yes. Everything. Well,
as no, a coping mechanism?
Oh,
or?
I think everything in my brain is... Well, you... I don't have to... I'm.
You're among friends.
I know Josh is just starting to grasp this, but I mean, I am... Jason and I have this talk all the time. He's incredibly practical. I run my gasoline is emotion. I am up, I am down, and I am Nora Desmond. What happened? About 90% of the time I'm fighting putting the back of my hand on my forehead. Oh my goodness, you know. And it's really a struggle for me to, no matter what happens in my life, treat it with the proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jess I'm so thankful that she's been in my life because she's almost, she's got buckets of perspective. And I've told you this forever. I mean, you really know what today is, what it means. It's not the end of the world. Tomorrow, you know what I'm trying to. I mean,
if you catch me on a good day.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, and it's the same way with Jason. It's why he's.
I'm Jess without the titties. I mean, it's real simple.
But my situation.
Okay, nothing.
That's fine. Now I'm just trying to have some fun here.
Well, you know, her butt's practically separate from the rest of her body.
No.
Hey! Now he's. No, but I asked him yesterday when you guys were all out of the room yesterday when we were doing. And I asked Jason. I said, I know you'll tell me the truth.
Do I really interrupt all the time?
I think.
Did you say that? No.
No, I said.
He knows.
I said, how do you think I because in my down deep, I've never felt better about myself and where I am in my life and the things that are going on in my life. I've never felt better.
That's good.
And he goes, well.
So what did you ask him?
No, I said, well, how am I doing? How do you think I'm doing? And he goes, how am I doing? And he goes, well, you can still be a little moody.
Yeah.
And I go,
oh, sorry.
I go, really? And he goes, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we can be all be a little moody, but you can be especially moody.
And we got to the point of most people don't know what to do with him when he's moody. That's the key.
Yeah, because it's usually not fleeting.
Tom doesn't know what to do.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense? If you're moody, y'all better buckle up.
Do you know what you want people to do when you're moody? Like, is
there a great my question? My honest.
Sex. He wants to have sex.
Well,
that's not wrong. My unfiltered, honest reaction. I'm guessing that's what you want.
Yeah.
I want attention. I want people to pay attention to me. I want them to come over and throw their arms around me and dote me and go, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Honestly, that's
what
good to know.
What is wrong? No, that's exactly what I want them
because
to do.
Because
Josh is going to be hugging you well, all you're very, the time.
No, it's honest. Sex. But isn't that – that may be the truest thing I've ever said in – public, as in public as this is,
but maybe
in my
acknowledging
life.
You're it is very, when you move past it.
You're a close friend of mine, and I would my instinct is to let you be.
Yeah. I think that's everybody's, and that just makes him more angry, probably. I mean, obviously, now we know.
My instinct has always been, oh, he's a little I'm going to leave him alone.
Okay. I mean, she knows what to do when I'm...
Okay, so that's your instinct,
I mean, no,
Jeff.
Flash him.
No, she knows that... No, what she should do, and what a normal person would do, was stay away from me. Because she's right. I am. I can bring the temperature in a room down 20 degrees mm-hmm. in about 20 seconds.
But it is good.
But he can also lift it.
And I can also lift it.
Oh, no, of course.
Like the 20 heat miser.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. 101. I'm Mr.
Oh, well, that's great. That's good to know.
See, your instinct is to
leave me alone.
Leave alone. Jeff, what's
your
instinct?
You know why? Because that's what I would want.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so that's a good question. So you prefer to just let me
if
have
I'm
a
moody,
moment.
It's I probably need... Otherwise, I'm not afraid to come home and go, man, I need to hang out.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I'm not, like,
yeah.
But I am kind of afraid to go, hey, I need my... You need to give me some space.
Right.
So, yeah...
But you declare what it is.
Yeah.
It's not,
yeah.
We have to figure it out.
No, I want you to figure it out. I want you to pay attention to me. I want you to figure it out. Then I want you to pay attention to me. Then I want you to keep paying attention to me and then figure it out again.
I want you to cry about it.
And then I want you to cry.
It'll be over.
What are you going
to
cry about? Saddlebags? And then when everybody cries, I'm in the emergency room and we've just been through this all together.
And now we've had this trauma
and
now
we
get to come back together.
Right.
This is all very, very.
And rare. I know my oldest daughter listens to this podcast religiously, and that's one of the things that I have trouble with still with her is that she's a million times better than she used to be.
Your mother, you, and your daughter, you're saying, have all suffered from this.
Exactly. And not so much my youngest kids, but Jenny, for bad or worse or good, she is affected with what they call the emergency. And I've told her this. She has the emergency room syndrome.
So do you.
And no, I still have it. I fight it every single day. And when people are around, I fight it almost every minute. It's a form of checking in. And I don't think Jenny and I are the only ones that the people
oh,
that
so no.
I mean, there are a lot of people that I remember where I was when I heard about this, and I go, oh, my God, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, that's the way of checking in, of checking to see if you still love me, of checking in to see if you're still my friend. I mean,
It's a horrible.
It's like a lesser degree. It's like a lesser. What do they call that? Munchausen. What is that? Were they?
Oh, negative. Negative attention seeking, I guess, or something like that. Because,
yeah, but isn't that one very specific?
That
like your
has
child
to do with
sick?
A baby passing away, and yeah, that's.
I thought
a
it was a child, like a sick child, like
Munchausen syndrome.
I don't know. Eminem taught me all about it.
That's how. Yeah. It's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh my god.
No, that's wrong. Well, what do you do, Jeff? If you see that Chicky's upset, you guys share a lot of qualities.
Hey, Mr. Reed, look at this. Look at me.
So you try to distract him?
Is that I'm Elf on a Shelf. Look at me. No wonder none of us can help him because he's doing that.
Yeah.
And Josh is ignoring him. And all I want to say is get over your frickin' self.
Right, get over your fucking
do
self.
Your show. You're getting paid.
Time
but,
out.
That's but what I said. The truth is you... None of you should do anything. I need to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I need to, you know.
Not necessarily.
Well, I agree and disagree.
I mean, if there's something really wrong, if I'm going to the hospital or whatever,
right,
obviously.
But at your core, but at your core, you were not taught coping skills.
Exactly.
Kind. So you don't have a base. And so your immediate response is, who's going to fix this?
I didn't know there was such a thing as coping skills until I was in my late 20s, I want to say, maybe. I mean, in my 20s, I was punching walls and...
Yeah.
I look at it a little bit like weightlifting. You need to be able to do the lifting on your own. But a spotter standing there is a good thing.
That's a great analogy.
You can't, especially with people like you and me, and maybe we're a little broken, so we need some assistance every now and again.
You know, and
but sometimes your spotter comes in and they've got their own issues. And
of course, so you can't always rely on them.
Right.
Well, and it's a perfect storm. I mean, we've got other factors. It's like, well... For lack of a better term, who's real and who's not? You know what I mean?
Yes,
I mean, who wants to help? Who is really concerned?
Right.
Or who wants a T-shirt? Or
are
you
know? Super codependent or are you not?
I am not.
Okay.
I sometimes go on social hibernation, I call it.
Okay.
Where I can go 3 weeks without talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm. But in a relationship, do you often find, are you attracted to women who have an issue that needs to be addressed or?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And the reason I say I don't think so is because there have been women I've been attracted to who did definitely had issues.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a consistent pattern.
Right. But my happiest relationship was with a woman who had no issues.
Oh,
so,
well, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things, I think both. I don't know.
Okay. Have you been married?
No.
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 Have you been close? Close to being married, I mean?
You know, there have been a couple relationships where we talked about it, and I thought we were.
That's close.
Yeah, but... Looking back, the one that I talked about it with the most, I don't think we were that close to it. Like, but we certainly brought it up a lot. And then the other one, I don't know. I've never had a feeling like if she called me today and said, "Hey, why don't we try to?" I would in a second say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been apart?
Oh my god, it's been 15 years,
Whoa.
If not longer. Now this isn't something I sit around pining about.
No.
And it's not something that I, you know, I don't date a lot, and that's not the reason why.
Right.
It sounds like a Nicholas Sparks book.
But it is something.
They're going to leave letters to each other in a mailbox in time.
I wrote you every day.
And by the way, even if she did say, hey, let's give this another shot, there's a good chance that after three dates, we'd be like, you know what? No.
We were right the first time.
Right.
Have you ever sat and thought about something that happened in your life? Like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and you think it doesn't even seem real?
Yes.
I mean, other than there's obviously very tangible...
Like children.
Children in my life that...
Yeah.
But I can't even... I can't remember what it was like being married to those people. Is that...
With
I mean,
me,
it's almost
it's kind
like
of jobs.
It's almost like it was. It was a TV show that I watched, and a guy that looked like me was in it. You know,
I don't know that guy who was in.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, nobody does.
Yeah, you know, there have been a couple relationships where I was like, wow, I can't. That was wild.
Yeah.
2 years of that.
I don't know. I don't remember who it was now, but I was talking to somebody who told me.
It was me.
If it was good, it was me. No, somebody who told me, I haven't talked to you for like 10 years or something. And he said, you even walk differently.
Was it John Mark?
No.
Oh, that wouldn't have been 10 years.
Yeah. And what, like, what do they mean by that?
And I said, well, I've lost some weight. And he goes, no, you're the way you speak and the way you're...
You carry yourself.
You carry yourself. You're totally, you're a different person.
You don't have the thumb on your head.
Yeah.
How did you react to hearing that?
Stepping on your face.
Dancing on your head. I think it was a positive.
Yeah.
I know I don't sit around going, gosh, I wish I was still like that. I know that. I think we're losing our audience.
Can we have a zero segue for and something I want to ask a quick favor?
No, that's saying, as long as you recognize that there's no segue and not just jump into somebody else's personal sex life, yeah, that's fine. We can do whatever.
He's going to edit all of that out.
I've been thinking about you guys this whole time.
I think Jeff makes a funny face.
All right, this is our last point of business. Go, Jess.
I need help naming a freshman Powder Puff football team. All of these girls are underage. Keep in mind. So if you could come up with something.
Class of 69.
No, they're the class of 19.
She's class seriously right.
Okay, they're all underage. Did you not hear that?
But I look underage too. Okay.
No. What is the mascot?
Dragon.
All right.
Red and white.
Is she going to New Pal? See, I feel.
Can you be quiet?
Okay, sorry.
Stop dragging my heart around. So this is a Powderpuff team.
Powderpuff football game.
So it's the Dragons?
Yeah, the Dragons. It's homecoming. It's.
All right. Are we doing this? Are we supposed to be spitballing right
now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you can come up with something.
So what should we concentrate on? Dragons and football.
Any particular girls,
but they're ladies.
And they're the freshmen. They're ladies.
And girls,
they're freshmen.
Football?
Freshmen.
They're the youngest ones. Jeff?
Dragging our balls on the competition.
Okay, that's one.
I need a team name, not a slogan.
All right, we'll put that in the slogan.
Baby dragons. Is there a name for a baby dragon? Is there like a special baby, like a hatchling? Or
yes, actually, they're probably, but...
Do you watch? No, you read the book. You don't watch.
I read the first Game of Thrones book. Yeah. Something's happened. There's popping and...
I think it's Chick's chair.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. It's
Chick's chair.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I could squeeze one out.
But I don't know if we should get something
What are
like
the colors?
Red and white.
Red
she
and
said
white.
That.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Red and white dragons. Huh. All right.
Crap.
For a team.
Mm-hmm. Powderpuff, football, girls.
And they can name them whatever they want to.
I think it has to
within
be.
Within reason.
Yeah, obviously. PG-13.
All right.
I don't know. So just think about it.
Something about dragons. Dragon.
When do you need it by?
I don't know. They just text me.
Oh.
5 minutes.
Like right during
now.
This?
Yeah, I told her I'd get back to her after the podcast.
The offspring of dragons are referred to as hatchlings.
Oh, my God. I said hatchlings.
Yes. Wyrmlings or whelps. In most fantasy settings and stories, while they vary in size, most dragons seem to share a few common traits, such as ability to fly and breathe fire, obviously.
The dragon
Jeff's
slayer.
Nerd voice isn't that different from his regular voice.
The dragon slayers, the dragon...
No, we're not slaying the dragon. Right. We are the dragons.
They are dragons. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Man, dragging my heart around is pretty good. I don't
Maybe I'll throw that at him for the Valentine dance.
Yeah. There Stop dragging my heart around.
Now, weren't you in a Powder Puff game and you got in a fist fight with someone?
Maybe. In the Chi-Chi's parking lot afterwards.
In the Chi-Chi's parking lot? You told her what time it was, didn't you? That's right.
That sounds like some Caucasian garbage activity right there.
Chi-Chi's is sacred ground.
I know.
How dare you fight
I feel
Chi-Chi's.
Terrible. I feel like that's what... It was probably that fight.
Fried ice cream, man. It's
oh
worth the
my
fight.
Gosh.
Dragon Ball Z? Dragon...
Chicken
no?
Chimichanga. Let's go get Mexican food.
Oh, I'm down. I am seriously down.
All right. We were just talking about Stevie Nicks, weren't we? It's a great song, really.
It is a good tune.
It's great.
I'm telling you, Fleetwood Mac was fine, but they weren't as fine as they were until Buckingham Nicks joined. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. This has been Chick McGee speaking. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, it's been... I'm not even going to put a description. It's been Josh Arnold Great episode.
There you go.
So I'm going to put in the
You make a funny face, don't you, when you're...
I make a funny face.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's going to call me a name? She's Thank you, Jess. Cool. Thank you, Jeffy.
Thank you for the shout-out, Chick.
Joshua.
Yes, thank you.
A pleasure as always.
Thank you so much, Chick. Love you, buddy.
I love you, too. Tell everybody about the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.